In local news, a 61-year-old doctor from Effingham was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison as a result of his drug convictions. Naeem Mahmoud Khali was also ordered to pay $10,500 in fines, forfeit his office building, as well as $34,419.72 in cash. Khali will also have to complete 3 years of supervised release. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois, Stephen Wigington, says evidence heard by the jury and judge in this case established that Dr. Khali abandoned his role as a medical professional and sold the keys to the pharmacy to patients with drug addictions. He says his office will continue to seek out those willing to peddle their professional integrity for financial gain. Wigington says the abuse of prescription drugs is at an epidemic level, and those responsible for putting these drugs on the street will be found and prosecuted. Khali operated the Khali Neurology and Sleep Center. He was indicted by a federal grand jury in March of 2014 and went to trial in United States District Court during January of 2015. On January 27th, after a 17-day jury trial, Khali was found guilty on 7 counts of illegally dispensing Schedule II controlled substances to patients who suffered from drug addiction. The Benton, Illinois jury concluded that Khali illegally dispensed oxycodone and hydromorphone, both highly addictive controlled substances, outside the usual course of the medical practice and not for a legitimate medical purpose. The prosecution arose from a law enforcement investigation titled Operation Dr. Feelgood. The joint law enforcement investigation focused on pill mills where doctors provided prescription drugs to addicts for a fee. The successful prosecution is the result of an investigation conducted by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Internal Revenue Service, Criminal Investigation, the Illinois State Police, Medicaid Fraud Control Bureau, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Effingham Police Department. The number of Illinois patients approved to use medical marijuana continues to climb as dispensaries get ready to sell the drug for the first time. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced Wednesday it has approved 3,300 patients to use medical marijuana in the state's pilot program, and that includes 20 children. The department began mailing official identification cards to registered patients and caregivers on Friday. Last week, Program Director Joseph Wright says sales should begin soon and a date would be announced. The health department reported that about 4,300 people have submitted complete applications. Qualifying patients pay an annual fee of $100 for a marijuana card and need a doctor's written certification. Illinois is among 23 states that allow medical use of marijuana. Beginning January 1st of 2016, it will be against the law to leave pets outside in extreme temperatures in Illinois. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed legislation which makes it against the law to leave pets in hot or cold weather that will cause them injury or death. If a pet is hurt or dies as a result of being left in extreme weather, a pet owner can now be charged with a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to a $2,500 fine or up to 1 year in jail if they are found guilty. Animals Requesting Friends is reminding Wayne County residents that if your pet doesn't have proper shelter and you're a low-income pet guardian or free-roaming cat caregiver in Wayne County, straw-stuffed doghouse can be provided for your pet from ARF's Roof Over Your Woof program. ARF's doghouses are custom-built at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and will require a $50 refundable deposit upon delivery. For doghouse or straw delivery, call 842-2241 to contribute to the program or sponsor a doghouse from Southern Illinois Lumber. Please mail your donation to ARF at P.O. Box 324, Fairfield, Illinois 62837, or you can visit arfcares.org. ARF is a not-for-profit 501c3 all-volunteer organization Your donation is tax deductible. The Fairfield Rural Fire Department will have a pork chop dinner today at the Millshill Station from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. The menu will also consist of green beans, scalloped potatoes, roll, and dessert. Cost is by donation, and all proceeds will be used for new firefighting equipment.
Join the pack and let's move for a cure together. Saturday, October 10th is Clay County Hospital's 6th annual Move for the Cure 5K run walk in support of breast cancer awareness. The race starts at 8 a.m. from Clay County Hospital Clinic and will end at the Floyd Henson Junior High. Proceeds from the event will be donated to Clay County Cancer Support Group and Clay County Cancer Crusaders. The fee is $25 and is due on September 30th. Register at claycountyhospital.org or call 662-1636.
Clay County Hospital, your number one choice in healthcare.
The Fairfield Water Department will be flushing water lines November 9th, 10th, 12th, and 13th to test hydrants and keep the water supply clean. Starting this Monday, the 9th, all First Ward hydrants will be flushed. That is all hydrants east of First Street. On Tuesday, the 10th, 2nd and 3rd Ward hydrants will be flushed, or all hydrants between 1st and 7th Streets. On Thursday, the 12th, 4th Ward hydrants will be flushed. That's every hydrant west of 7th Street, stopping at Kincaid's. On Friday, all the hydrants in the outlying areas will be flushed. While the lines are being flushed in your area, you may experience a dip in water pressure or temporarily discolored water. The water department encourages you to check for discolored water before doing any laundry. The Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night at 6 o'clock in the Council Chambers of City Hall. Aldermen will award a bid for a new backhoe for the cemetery department. The current backhoe is over 25 years old. Aldermen will also discuss the DuraPatch system demonstrated at the last council meeting, discuss the TIF redevelopment agreements, and Christmas bonuses. The Sisney High School senior class is sponsoring a Country Roads Fish Fry on Friday, November 13th at the high school gym from 4 until 7 p.m. The fish fry is an all-you-can-eat buffet with carryout available. The menu will include fried fish, chicken strips, mini shrimp, and sides. Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for kids ages 4 to 12. Kids 3 and under eat for free. Tickets are available from any Sisney High School senior or may be purchased at the door the night of the event. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally for crude oil was down a dollar at $37.25 a barrel. Taking a look at sports, high school football playoffs in Class 2A. It was Pena over Lawrenceville, 35-28. And Nashville beat Sangamon Valley, 45-18. In Class 3A, Monticello over Newton, 49-36. St. Joseph Ogden defeated Carlinville, 42-7. Class 4A, Breeze Mater Dei over Columbia, 45-32. Belleville Altoff beat Quincy Notre Dame, 58-21. It was Rochester over Murfreesboro, 47-20, and Taylorville beat Heron, 28-6. In Class 5A, Peoria beat Centralia, 29-28. Girls High School Volleyball in the Class 1A Super Sectional at Christ Our Rock Lutheran. Clay City defeated Valmeyer, 28-26, 25-16. Clay City advances to the Class 1A State Tournament. Class 2A Super Sectional at Fairfield, it was Shelbyville over Belleville Altoff, 25-23, 20-25, and 25-19. College football action, it was Illinois over Purdue, 48-14. Iowa beat Indiana, 35-27. Wisconsin a winner over Maryland, 31-24. Michigan beat Rutgers, 49-16. Northwestern over Penn State, 23-21. Nebraska beat Michigan State, 39-38. Ohio State over Minnesota, 28-14. South Dakota beat Southern Illinois, 34-31. Jacksonville State over Eastern Illinois, 24-3. South Dakota State beat Illinois State, 25-20. Murray State over Tennessee State, 46-43. North Dakota State beat Western Illinois, 59-7. Southeast Missouri State over Austin Peay, 44-15. Louisville over Syracuse, 41-17. Georgia beat Kentucky, 27-3. Notre Dame, a winner over Pittsburgh, 42-30. Clemson beat Florida State, 23-13. Arkansas over Ole Miss, 53-52 in overtime. Oklahoma State beat TCU, 49-29. Houston over Cincinnati, 33-30. UCLA beat Oregon State, 41-0. Florida beat Vanderbilt, 9-7. Stanford over Colorado, 42-10. Navy over Memphis, 45-20. Oklahoma beat Iowa State, 52-16. Utah, winner over Washington, 34-23. Auburn beat Texas A&M, 26-10. And Alabama beat LSU, 30-16. In the NBA, Minnesota beat Chicago, 102-93. Orlando over Philadelphia, 105-97. Atlanta beat Washington, 114-99. Dallas beat New Orleans, 107-98. Milwaukee over Brooklyn, 94-86. San Antonio beat Charlotte, 114-94. It was Utah over Memphis, 89-79. Golden State beat Sacramento, 103-94. And Houston beat the Clippers, 109-105. NHL action, the St. Louis Blues beat Nashville, 4-0. It was Buffalo over Vancouver, 3-2. Los Angeles beat Florida, 4-1. Montreal over Boston, 4-2. Washington beat Toronto in a shootout, 3-2. Carolina over Ottawa, 3-2 in overtime. Philadelphia beat Winnipeg, 3-0. Minnesota beat Tampa Bay, 1-0. The Rangers over Arizona, 4-1. Calgary beat Pittsburgh, 5-2. And Anaheim over San Jose, 1-0.
Can you show us your rack? If you do, you'll be registered to win a top-of-the-line propane smoker from Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. To participate, simply go to our website at WFIWradio.com and click on the Show Us Your Rack banner. Then click the link and email us your name, address, phone number, along with the county you bagged your deer in. And don't forget to attach a picture of your rack. Then check back each day to see all the pictures of your competition. The first 50 entries will receive a Show Us Your Rack t-shirt, and our grand prize winner will receive a top-of-the-line smoker from Wainwright Propane. The WFIW-WOKZ Show Us Your Rack contest will run through December. So remember, when you finally get that big buck this year,
be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Not rabbits, deer. It could make you a winner. All you have to do is show us your rack.
Well, it seems like a reasonable request.
In local and area deaths, Harold Eugene Gene Goebel, 87, of West Salem, passed away Thursday at Richland Memorial Hospital in Alney. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem. 64-year-old McLeansboro resident Bob Clark died Thursday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He was employed by General Tire. Bob was a member of McLeansboro Eagles Lodge 2699, Elks Lodge 1882, Sons of American Legion Post 106, and he was an avid Harley-Davidson rider. He's survived by his mother, Hazel Clark, his wife, Shirley Clark, two sons, Jeremy Clark of Springerton, and Travis and Jennifer Clark of Christopher, three stepsons, Joseph Butler of Ukiah, California, Jeremy Hodes of Joliet, Illinois, and Brian and Cassie Hodes of Homestead, Florida, a daughter, Crystal and John Morris of Whittington, Illinois, a brother, Gary and Nancy Clark of Sugarland, Texas, grandchildren Josh Woodrow and Ashley Tharp, Dale Tyndall, Peyton Clark, Michaela Tope, Tyler Glasgow, Cheyenne Morris, Emma Morris, Tyler Jacobson, and Jada Olson. Funeral services for Bob Clark will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in the Pleasant Grove Cemetery west of McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 5 until 8 this evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the American Cancer Society or the Elks Children Care. Julia A. Bishop, age 62, formerly of McLeansboro, passed away at 8:34 a.m. on Thursday at Memorial Hospital in Belleville. She is survived by a sister-in-law, Cheryl Bishop of Macedonia, two nephews, Patrick Bishop of Shawneetown and Jonathan Bishop of Macedonia, a niece, Brittany Cunningham of El Dorado, two great-nieces, and one great-nephew. Funeral services for Julia A. Bishop will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be at Pleasant Grove Cemetery near McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. Monday until the time of service at 1 p.m. Memorials may be made to the family to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 97-year-old Sally Dickerson of McLeansboro died at 1:02 a.m. Friday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a restaurant owner and a member of the Order of Eastern Star. Her passion was Dickerson's Drive-In. Sally is survived by a daughter, Vicki Thomason of McLeansboro, three granddaughters, Teresa and Robin Webb, Tammy and Joe Harris, and Sally Walker, two grandsons, Dale Fuquay and Daniel and Sherlina Fuquay, 11 great-grandchildren, Courtney and Bobby Robertson, Callie Webb and Adam Johnson, Corey Webb, Cord Webb, Kristen Harris, Mary Imlin Fuquay, Nathan Fuquay, Sierra Barker, Slade Walker, Adam Sladen, and Shaylee Diaz. Also great-great-grandchildren, Elijah, Axton, Layton, Charlie, Aiden, Eli, and Baby Jackson, due any time. Graveside services for Sally Dickerson will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at the Oddfellows Cemetery in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Tuesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the donor's choice. Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Ruby Pauline Lewis, 93, of rural Enfield, died at Enfield Healthcare and Rehab Center on Wednesday. She was a school teacher for many years at several different schools, retiring from Washington Middle School in Carmi. Funeral services for Ruby Pauline Lewis will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield, with burial in Enfield Cemetery. Visitation will be held from noon until the time of service this afternoon. Memorials may be made to the Enfield Healthcare Center. 66-year-old David Steiner Trevelyan of Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey, died Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia. Funeral services for David Steiner Trevelyan will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the St. Mary's by the Sea Episcopal Church in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. A memorial service in Fairfield will be scheduled at a later date. 73-year-old Frederick Eugene Joe Glassford died at 12:45 a.m. Friday, October 30th at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He was a retired special education administrator and served as director of Wabash and Ohio Valley Special Education from 1974 to 1993. He was executive director of Sangamon County Special Education District, professor of Eastern Illinois University, and a member of the Illinois Quarter Horse Association. He was also a member of the Elks Lodge No. 1882. A celebration of life service will be held at 6 p.m. Monday at the Elks Lodge in McLeansboro. To honor Joe, friends are invited to attend by his son Mark and family members. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements.
Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did.
This is the 367th edition of Overnight. There are no more.
Introducing and so a new does. Taste of Coca-Cola.
The maxim is, dovei no povei. Trust but verify.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages.
There are a lot of great stories in politics about the underdog winning, and this is going to be one of them.
I called Vice President Bush and congratulated him on his victory.
Time Capsule, the soundtrack of your life. Time Capsule is a series of quizzes that remember the events and songs of each month back to January 1960. Listen to Time Capsule Monday through Friday on WFIW-FM at 8:35 a.m. and 4:35 p.m. One of our Time Capsule sponsors is Save-A-Lot Food Store on Outer West Main in Fairfield.
Here is the WFIW area weather forecast for today. Sunny skies, a high of 53. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 34. For Monday, sunny, high of 58. Monday night, partly cloudy skies and a low of 42. Tuesday, partly sunny, high of 63. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low of 53. Veterans Day, a chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high near 70. For Wednesday night, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy, low of 51. Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly sunny with a high of 60. For Thursday night, mostly clear, a low of 39. Friday, sunny skies, high of 59. Our high yesterday was 60, our low this morning 34, and our current temperature is 36. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2015.